Hello, my Audible friends. It's Stefano. It is September 7th, 2012. I just dropped off my daughter again this morning, very early in the morning. We've been going in, well, we're practically the first people at the school every morning, so it's it's interesting. I don't know how long this will keep up, but I kind of like it. We're never late. And she actually gets up in the morning and out of bed. Not always, but this morning she surprised me because she was out of bed before me and already dressed. Wow. So, I just wanted to give you guys a quick update on my Korg synthesizer that I bought a while back. Synthesizer module, the M3R, as I had said. I was hoping to get a new button faceplate for it, and in the meanwhile, I had removed the button plate because I wanted to see how it mounted to the button itself. So one of them sort of came off okay. It was just a blank one that somebody had put on, just a piece of plastic. But I was having trouble pushing the button, so I thought I thought it was the piece of plastic they had put there. So I removed it, and then after reading a couple of forums on how to remove the other buttons, the button plates, I decided to remove it, to remove another one, just to see what it was like. So, after some tugging and pulling and all manner of effort trying to get this thing off, it popped off. Oh, it popped off all right. It broke the actual button part in the back that actuates the little printed circuit board button. So, in one fell swoop, I broke the whole assembly. And, well, now, what I did is, this was maybe a week and a half ago, I wrote an email to Korg to ask them, okay, all right, I did this thing, and I realized you were sending button plates for free, but looks like I have to buy the whole assembly now, and let me know how much it is. Well, I should have known. This unit's from, 92 or something. So it's 20 years old, and the part's no longer available. And they told me so. So at this point, I'm faced with having to repair it myself, somehow. I have an idea of how I'm going to do it, and I'm going to undertake it maybe sometime this weekend and see if I can fix it. And that's it for my Korg M3R. Bye, y'all.